give you a little beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it may sound a little different starting off tonight. We got some new toys here at the Bacon Smiles podcast. We're going to try to add to a little bit of audio clips and a little bit of, you know, a little pizzazz, if you will. As always, I'm Steve Patera with my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Awesome. And we are Bacon Smiles podcasting right now. It has been a couple weeks, three weeks since our last podcast. We talked about a few things. And today we're going to talk about Lent.
Yeah, and we haven't touched upon that yet, which is weird because we've been in Lent for a while.
Yeah, Lent super early this year.
Yeah. Palm Sunday's this weekend.
Yeah, and confessions and everything else throughout Lent and awesome sacrament. I went to confession this past weekend. We'll touch on that. We'll also touch on, I did an awesome service project this weekend.
Really?
I do it every year through the St. Bart's Youth Ministry Program at the Immaculate Conception Men's Shelter in Hartford. It's amazing. It's awesome. So we'll touch on that. And then you have some music stuff.
Yeah, yeah, some great new music out.
And then, of course, tomorrow being St. Patrick's Day, we're definitely going to go with St. Patrick as the saint of the day. And there are some really cool things about St. Patrick that have nothing to do with drinking. So I don't know what has happened, and we'll touch on that as well, because St. Patrick was a pretty awesome man and an amazing saint who worked miracles in Ireland. Yes, that part of it is true. Mm-hmm. He was in Ireland.
Fun fact, did you know that there's no snakes in Ireland? No snakes or poison ivy.
What?
Yeah.
How was that a thing?
I don't know. They lucked out.
Why do we have so much poison ivy? I'm allergic to poison ivy.
Are you serious?
Awful. It's horrendous. All right. So, Lent. What did you give up for Lent?
I went a little tough on myself.
Yeah?
I gave up radio, music, CDs, took it out of the car.
In your car?
In the car. I still listen to it at work, at home, but during the commute, it's quiet.
What?
Yeah.
So you listen to quiet? Hold on. Wait for it. Wait. This is what you hear when you drive? I can't be quiet for more than that, folks. That's pretty much it. I can't be quiet. Listen to quiet. I will immediately start talking to myself. That's what's happening right now. We're sitting here going, and I'm like, I can't take it. How is this what you deal with in the car?
Just alone with my thoughts and just, it's been interesting because this is something I actually started last year during.
Okay.
And at first I was like, oh, this is going to be really tough. This is going to be really cool. The first few days into it, I was like, oh, this is different. This is neat. This is, you know, not something I'm used to, but I'm doing it. And then the next week I was like, okay, this sucks. Because it's just quiet, and you know there's times where you just want to hit the radio and have it come on and have that companionship, and you know you can't because you gave it up for Lent. But what was cool was a few weeks into it, I started realizing how less distracted I was behind the wheel, in the sense that sometimes I'd be stuck in traffic, someone would cut me off, I'd be ticked by it, and normally when I had the radio on or music playing, I'd yell something goofy like, oh, you beanbag, that's something my mom always yelled when I was a kid, because she knew the kids were in the back seat, so she was like, what can I yell? So she said, you beanbag! Well, that was something that I was starting to do as well. So, but when you don't have music playing, you know, you're more aware of the things, you know, the goofy things you're saying and how quickly frustrated you get. So I realized that. And then shortly after that, as I'm driving along, one day someone cut me off and this very quiet voice said, give him grace. I went,
wow.
I went, what? Where'd that? All right. You know, I'll give him grace.
Yeah.
And then I just let it be. And then the next time something like that happened, the voice was a little louder. Give him grace. And I was like, okay. And it became natural. Whereas I was hearing the voice louder and louder, it became one of my own thoughts where I was going, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting outcome that I didn't expect. So this year I kind of tackled the same thing. I was like, you know what? I need to relax a little bit. I'm going to try that again.
Wow.
So it's still rough. It's still super, super rough. But
Wow. I mean, that's a huge
different approach.
Yeah. That's a huge sacrifice. It's funny you talk about, you know, trying to relax and not let things get to you. I've been struggling with that at work a lot mm-hmm. lately. We're just like, I'm a ridiculous person. I hold myself to this ridiculous standard of work. And I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I want everything to go a certain way, and I need to do my job to like this ridiculous perfection level, mm-hmm. Which is a huge struggle. Like it can get super aggravating, especially when I feel like other people around me don't care or don't seem to have any work ethic. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to, you know, instead of get super aggravated. And it's, trust me, it's a struggle. I want to be able to, you know, pray for them and give right. them and say, yeah, they need grace. And I need grace in that mm-hmm. moment. I need to be more Christ-like mm-hmm. in that moment. And that's where I'm at lately. I just keep like stopping myself from just being like aggravated, you know, because I want to do my job well. Mm-hmm. I want to do my job well. And I feel like everyone should want to do their job well. Right. And sometimes you're around people that their priority just, it's not that. And it's not everyone that I work with. Mm-hmm. People that I work with are listening to this going, who's he talking about? But that's, it's a struggle when I hold myself to a ridiculous standard. And sometimes I don't meet that standard and I get really mad at myself. And lately I've just been trying to take a step back. Think about it and go, all right, mm-hmm. we are all just human beings, and I need to pray for the people that frustrate me. And I also need to ask for prayers for me because I need to be more Christ-like and mm-hmm. stop being such a jerk
right.
and getting aggravated all the time, you know, like all the time. I don't get aggravated all the time, but just being quick to get aggravated or frustrated,
right.
you know, so...
What'd you give up for Lent?
I actually gave up all alcohol.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Which must be tough with your job sometimes.
No, you know what's funny is this is like the third year, I think. Okay. I gave up beer the first year. Not a huge, you know, like hard alcohol drinker. But I do enjoy a beer now and again, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
But do you know what's funny? It's not that, like, it's not that hard, like, to just give up alcohol and all alcohol. But it's weird. I notice how much our culture is, flooded with alcohol advertisements mm-hmm. and, stuff like that. It's just, it's everywhere. It's in every show that you mm-hmm. watch. There's people drinking alcohol. There's, every other commercial on shows, a beer commercial or a hard alcohol commercial or, you know, it's just funny that I feel like I notice it because mm-hmm. I've given up alcohol, you know, I notice how much that is in our culture.
Right.
And I think it's a good thing to just kind of like, you know, step back from that. And they also, you know, part of giving something up for Lent. It's talk, you know, give more time to be Christ-like. And I feel like noticing, you know, the struggles of other people. And I can just imagine how hard it is for someone that does struggle with alcoholism to be submerged in our culture with just alcohol and everything just kind of being like bombarded in their face and everything. So that is... you know, what I notice more. And it kind of gave me a new perspective last year, and I decided to do it again this year.
Good for you.
Yeah.
One thing you were talking about earlier in the podcast is that you were helping out with a men's ministry. And did you want to touch upon that? I think that's kind of cool. I didn't talk to you prior about this. I know you had mentioned it before.
So this is the men's shelter in Hartford. We go and... Well, as a youth ministry, our confirmation program, one of the service projects that we do is to prepare and serve food at this men's shelter. It's like 150 homeless men that sleep at this facility in Hartford. It's actually an old church. They no longer do services or anything in the building. It is strictly this men's shelter. And It's pretty amazing. You go into a room that has like 75 beds and you're going to serve food there. And there's two floors, so you're going to serve food on both floors. And I love the fact that we bring high school age young people there because they can see how blessed we are to have everything that we have in our life. And that's what's pretty amazing about it. And it's just so... what's the word I'm looking for? Grounding. Mm-hmm. It just makes me realize how blessed I am. And it's eye-opening to our young people because they think their lives are so rough.
Right.
You know? Right. And not all of them. Some of them, are, we have some really great
kids. We have great kids in our program.
And just to see their faces when they're like, wow, you know, the things I take for granted, and these men are so appreciative that we have, like, you know, baked ziti and meatballs.
Right. Simple things like that.
Bread, you know, like, oh, can I have some more bread? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have more bread, you know? And it's that crazy thing of, like, oh, there's extra sauce. I can put extra sauce on this. And I do it every year that we offer it. Whether it's my class that's going or this year it was Kim Marinan's class. Her and I and our friend Mike Moynihan have done it like every year for the past 10 years. Mike couldn't do it this year because he had other commitments going on. But he and I and Kim had done it for like 10 years in a row or something now. And the team that is there are just amazing.
Yeah.
These are God's men. You know, they are
just... Well, it's a challenging scene to be a part of, so...
Yeah, and they are so...
be absolutely dedicated and amazing people to be able to...
Yeah, to work in this atmosphere. And it's just so amazing because this one guy, I see him there every year. He's been there... I mean, I don't know how long he's been there, but he's been there definitely for the 10 years I've been there. Mm-hmm. And... I just see him, I'm like, hey, there's my guy. It's so good to see you. Like, I can't, like, when I see him, I know everything's going to be okay because he knows what's going on. We've worked with him before. And it's amazing because they need to have a meal every night. You know, this is just once a year we do the meal and other people volunteer for the other nights. And they'll serve the leftovers for the meal that we serve the next day for, like, lunch or something like that. But it's all, like, you know, volunteers and making the food and everything. And then there's this amazing team of men that to stay overnight, make sure everything's safe, make sure everyone, you know, is in when they're supposed to be in and taking care of the men that are there. You know, it gives these men who live on the streets a place where they can sleep in a bed, they can shower, you know, eat. And it's just an amazing place. And like I said, it's grounding. It kind of puts you in the right place. And, I mean, especially going into Easter and Lent, to have that perspective of what other people are going through in those times. So to enjoy the time that we have with family.
Right.
To enjoy the people that we have in our lives and to enjoy the blessings that we have. And to think about, you know, the Easter's coming up and... we're going to have, you know, meals with our families or we're going to have all that stuff. You think about what are we doing to be Christ for others and what do we have to be so thankful for that we can share with others? Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to shout out to you guys as listeners. I want to know what you guys do, what you're passionate about, what you enjoy doing as a ministry, as a Christian. What are you doing in your lives to bring Christ out in others, to bring Christ to others? Whether or not they are Christian or not, are you showing that you are? Are you showing that you're, you know, you will be Christ for others? Because that's what we're called to do, you know? And it's pretty awesome to be able to be in that moment where, you know, God's calling you to be somewhere and be his hands for others. And so I kind of want to know what you guys do. Do you guys do Habitat for Humanity? Are you out at food shelters? Are you donating clothes? Are you donating food? Is there something else out there, you know, that I'm not thinking about? Are you maybe you're a volunteer caregiver for someone in your family or someone that's not in your family? Maybe you volunteer to give elderly rides to the doctors or hospital or something. I want to know what you're passionate about. I want to know what you do in life that brings smiles to other people's faces, because that's what we're about here. That's what we want to know. What makes you smile, and how do you make other people smile? Because God is in that moment. God has called you and I to be the joy to other people. And that's like, just to see the smiles on these men's faces when we're just scooping pasta onto a dish. Like, it's amazing. And yeah, I am getting jazzed up right now. I'm sure you can hear it. And that's what I want to know. What gets you to that point? What makes you go, oh my goodness, I want this feeling more. And that's God. That's God in that moment saying, thank you. Thank you for bringing me to others. Thank you for being my hands, my feet, my words, my love to others. What do you do in your life to bring God's love and joy to others? I want to hear from you. Email steve@baconsmiles.org. Facebook, steve.patira. I don't know how that works. But Steve Patira on Facebook, P-O-T-Y-R-A. You can find me on Instagram, stevie.pt. I think Twitter is the same thing. Might be an underscore.
I believe it is. I have the other no idea. After you referenced that. I was like, I just want to make sure you're giving out the right
URL. Super tech savvy. If you search Steve Patira, P-O-T-Y-R-A, there's probably only one.
Yeah.
I honestly just...
There's no one else out there like you.
No. Nope. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing.
I know I'm getting off on a tangent, but I just really want you guys to share with me these just amazing graces that we are sharing with others.
We'd be happy to give you a shout out, you know, if you submit what you're doing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We'd love to
talk about that.
Yeah, you know? We'd love to talk about what you guys are doing to bring smiles to those around you. And that's, like I said, that's what we're all about here. And the other thing that I did want to touch on, talking about bringing smiles to other people's faces, we want to talk about what you had in music.
Sure. One artist that I've really liked over the years, a couple of years ago, I saw her perform actually up at Soulfest. Her name's Audrey Assad, and she does a lot of collaborations with Matt Maher, and she was on a big label a couple of years ago, and then she kind of went her own independent way. And she's very, very, very talented, kind of like a Celine Dion, Sarah McLachlan kind of style. But she just put out a new album. I think the album title is Inheritance. But it's really good. It's got a lot of the older hymns, like Holy, Holy, Holy. And it's very, very good. If you like kind of a softer meditative music, I recommend that. Also, a band that I've been following the last couple of years is a band out of Canada called Love and the Outcome. And last couple of years, they've had a few singles like He Is With Us, King of My Heart, and Heart Like You. And they now have a new album coming out in August. And they just released a brand new single for radio airplay. It's not on YouTube or iTunes yet. But it's really, really catchy. And they've actually done some writing with Lincoln Brewster. So that'll be cool to see how that came out. So that's coming out in August. And some good stuff for sure. Stephen Curtis Chapman just put out a new album, too.
Wow.
His first worship album.
That's awesome.
Yeah. In his whole career, first worship album. So that's kind of interesting.
I thought he had one before.
He's,
no?
He's had a few worship songs. Well, he's had more than a few. But I think this is his first, like, full, complete
worship album.
From start to finish.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely heard some Stephen Curtis Chapman worship music.
Oh, yeah. Like Magnificent Obsession and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's awesome.
So he's kind of, I think he's going the route of Michael W. Smith now, where it's like, let's write worship music for the church.
Yeah, that's great. That's pretty amazing. You and I saw Michael W. Smith.
A couple of years ago, yeah, over in Milford, I think.
Yeah, we went all the way down. It was an amazing show.
That was a good concert. He's still got an amazing voice. I mean, sometimes as singers get older,
yeah,
you know, it's straining to hit all the same notes, but he still has it. And what's cool about Michael W. Smith, he's been making music since the 80s. and he's embraced like every trend along the way in pop music.
Yeah.
And he still sounds good. His new CD has like hints of EDM to it.
Which that's pretty great.
For a guy his age, he's a grandfather and has so many grandkids. But he still owns it. Like when he sings and puts the music together, he still has really good quality to it. So it's he's a remarkable musician, very talented and very gifted.
Yeah, it's amazing because like when he sat at the piano and just started singing, it's just captivating, you know, like because he's so talented. And just so reverent in that moment, you know, just like truly worshiping.
Right.
You know, and that's what I found pretty amazing. And speaking of amazing.
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 I know, my segues are awesome.
Amazing grace.
How sweet the sound. I know, you guys don't want to hear us
now
singing.
Now that we have this hanging microphone in the studio. Like
studio, my spare bedroom in my house. I know, you guys, God bless all of you that listen to this.
Thank you for sticking around.
I am not a professional broadcaster, in case you couldn't tell. My good friend Evan is, and he is kind enough to put up with me.
No, it's
just
all fun.
Being a goof,
it's all fun.
Having a good time.
I could never get away with this on radio. I'm having a fun time.
Well, the good thing is I'm not sure anyone listens to this, so we could just go crazy.
We hope all the ideas come into my mind right now.
We hope that you're listening.
Yeah.
All right. So we definitely, you know, when we started doing this, our podcasts were kind of long, like 45 minutes to almost an hour.
We're
the
only
first
at
one.
20 minutes right now. This
is great. And that's why I don't want to, you know, seem like we're rushing or anything. We're just trying to have a little different of a vibe to it. Make it a little shorter, make it a little easier for those of you who like to listen to it in your car. And we might just do them a little more often instead of doing like 1 hour long a month. We might do a couple of 20 to 30 minute ones a month. And so, like I said, we want your feedback before I get into St. Patrick, because I know I'm going to go off on a tangent on that. But I definitely want to stress really that we love the fact that you're listening. I hear from some of you individually. I would love to hear from you guys. Through emails or through Twitter or Facebook,
Instagram.
What's your Twitter and your...
My Twitter is Evan the DJ.
Evan and the DJ.
Yeah, DJ is actually spelled out. So DEEJAY.
The other one was taken?
Yeah, that was. It's rare when my name, you know, is actually used up by Gmail or anything like that.
Oh, Patera is never taken.
Oh, I know.
I'm pretty sure I could get Patera at any domain that I want. Yeah. Listen, you people out there, don't be trying to steal that, you know? I'm going to go try to take Steve.Patera at Yahoo, and there's going to be like, that's taken.
Right.
Huh? Who's taking this?
Right. It could be like the next Taylor Swift copywriting everything.
Yeah.
You can't take this sick beat.
But yeah, so I want to hear from you guys. So I'd like to know maybe some topics that you guys want us to talk about or, you know, like I said before, things that you're doing, maybe some topics that were brought up at your church, maybe a homily that you thought was really awesome, anything. Just let us know. Maybe you have some Christian music that you're really jamming to that you want to hear us talk about. We'll listen to it off air and then let you know what we think.
We'll be nice about it, too.
Maybe. But like I said at the beginning of when I started doing this, I do want to, you know, show reverence and have the saint of the day. And even though today is actually the 16th and tomorrow is the 17th, most of you guys won't listen to this until maybe a couple days from now. Right. Who knows? Right. That's how podcasting works. St. Patrick. And St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. Pretty popular day.
Yeah.
There's some pretty amazing stuff about St. Patrick. And I don't know how many people know about it because I didn't really get that much into the history of St. Patrick. But St. Patrick was actually British. He lived in Roman Britain. He was essentially kidnapped by Irish pirates and forced into slavery to tend to sheep, which this was crazy. And he started praying, and he wrote this book called The Confessions by St. Patrick. And in it, he talked about these conversations he had with God and just praying everywhere he could to get out of this predicament that he was in. And the story of how he escaped is pretty crazy. He talks about how God woke him up in the middle of the night. And so he was there from, like, I want to say, like, 14 to 20. Mm-hmm. He was kidnapped when he was, like, 14 and escaped when he was 20. So then he went home to Britain. And he then later returned to Ireland. And he met with, like, this Druid chieftain who essentially tried to kill him. It's pretty this crazy story where God intervened on his behalf. And then he began to preach the gospel and just bringing Jesus and God to Ireland. And he, fun fact, he would use a shamrock as an example of the Holy Trinity. And to teach on the Trinity, he would use a clover. That's where that comes from. And that's pretty awesome. So St. Patrick did start the Catholic Church in Ireland. And that's why, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day. And he died on May 17th, 461 or 465. Yeah, the year 460 something. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he, an amazing, amazing man, an amazing saint, numerous miracles that he is accredited for, and really starting the church and converting thousands and thousands of Irishmen to Christianity and the Catholic Church, and opening many, many churches. And he is buried at a church in Ireland. So pretty amazing man.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure where this whole day celebration of drinking started. Like, I don't know what that comes from, but it America. Is. Yeah. Thanks, America.
America.
To celebrate St. Patrick, I would rather just talk about the pretty amazing stuff that he did and the life that he lived and stuff like that, rather than, you know,
hangovers on the 18th.
Exactly. And it is pretty awesome. And I do enjoy corned beef and cabbage. I'm not going to lie.
It is good.
I have some in my fridge right now. I have not made it yet. But
shepherd's pie.
I will enjoy some corned beef and cabbage at some point this week. Maybe this weekend. I don't know. But I did want to just speak on St. Patrick for a bit. So tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. So it's pretty amazing what St. Patrick was able to accomplish. Now, as we transition towards the end of our podcast, we do like to give you a fun fact or a fun story.
Sure.
And Evan was nice enough to bring us one from Massachusetts, Connecticut.
Yes, this was an article that I actually spotted online yesterday. And the article's headline says, Massachusetts officers warn residents of men challenging others to rap battles. And it's coming out of Charlton, Massachusetts, where police are warning residents to be on the lookout for men challenging passerbys to rap battles. And it said it happened where these guys got out of an SUV, walked up to these teenagers and said, hey, you want to, quote, spit some bars? And it says when the boys declined, the men drove off. Police say it doesn't appear to be an attempted abduction, but the boys were frightened. And so the police are saying, keep an eye open. And it says anyone with information is asked to contact the police. Last sentence is my favorite. It says, Charlton's website says it is one of the 50 safest cities in Massachusetts. just to calm anybody down that's worried about these rap battles.
The danger of the rap battle. Right.
The guy who says he murdered a mic, he was referring to a microphone.
Yeah, not
Michael.
Not a gentleman.
Michael is fine.
That is fantastic. That is great. So once again, thank you so much for listening. Always appreciate it. And let us know what you think. Like I said, whether it's on Facebook or email or Twitter or Instagram, we want to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. That's it for me. You got anything?
I'm good. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. God bless.